Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Hope you've got your cup of coffee, a muffin, or a bagel, or something diet and sitting back and enjoying it and listening to the show, or if you're driving along, drive carefully. And we're going to talk today about planning for the largest tax increase in U.S. history. But before we get there, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsor. Odin Feldman and Pittleman sponsors Blueprint for Wealth, and we're a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, www.blueprintforwealth.org, where you can get information on taxes, estate planning, and business planning topics of interest. If you like to subscribe, we'll send you emails on a weekly basis, and then you can learn about developments as they're occurring. Also, there are videos, audio, and articles of interest that you might want to subscribe to and read at your leisure. It's a free subscription, so please subscribe to the blog. And lastly, we invite you to read my column in the Washington Business Journal once a month, usually the first Friday of every month, entitled Blueprint for Wealth. What else? Today, we're going to be talking about planning for the largest tax increase in U.S. history. Last week, we talked about the setup for it, the fact that we've got a major deficit that is on our table, that we've got expiring tax cuts that are expected to expire by December 31st of this year, and we don't expect the Congress to do much about it before then, and it may not be possible for them to do anything afterwards, depending on how the election fares. The 2001 and 2003 tax acts actually created the largest income tax and estate tax cuts in U.S. tax history. These cuts are set to expire at the end of this year, and they're going to trigger the largest tax increase in U.S. history on January 1, 2013. Specifically, the income tax rates that were in effect in 2000, adjusted for inflation, are going to return, as well as the estate tax regime as it existed prior to 2001. What can you expect? Well, there are three main things that the Obama administration and Congress have been debating over the last 4 years, really. The first proposal by the current administration is to extend the current rates for taxpayers with incomes of less than $250,000, meaning that the pre-2001 rates will come back only for those taxpayers who are earning more $250,000 or more a year. The second proposal is to extend the current rates for all taxpayers indefinitely. Now, that happened for an extended period of time, for a 2 year period back in 2010 at the end of the year. For 2011 and 2012, they extended the rates, the current rates, and gave us some other benefits to revive a failing economy. The third proposal, which is really more of a Band-Aid, would extend the current rates again for another year or two while debating long-term solutions. Congressional approval is required for any of these proposals to become law. And again, given the current political climate, it may be difficult to achieve. So it's very likely that the tax cuts will expire and we will have the largest tax increase in history. What it means for you is that Congress, debating whether or not to retain some or all of these tax cuts, is essential in figuring out whether taxpayers should analyze their individual and business goals and plan appropriately for the future. The first step in your planning is to be familiar with the current tax environment and understand how the sunset of the current tax regime is going to affect you. Number one, capital gains. Should I trigger gain now or defer the gain? Historically, tax advisors encourage their clients to defer income and gains into the next year and accelerate deductions into the current year. But in the face of this large tax increase, advisors clearly are rethinking the strategy. Since the 2012 rates potentially represent the lowest tax rates we will see for some time. This might be the year to accelerate gains and defer deductions. So that is number one on my list. Number two on my list is dividends, which is even more important. Taxpayers who rely on dividend income will be hit hard under the tax increase. Right now, you're paying a rate, a federal rate, of no more than 15% on qualifying dividends, dividends being paid by Fortune 500 companies or any dividend-paying company for that matter, in most cases. This rate is scheduled to increase to 39.6% for years beginning in January 1, 2013. On top of that, you have to add in a 3.8% surtax on net investment income, which includes dividends, raising the high maximum rate on dividends to 43.4% federal only. That doesn't include your Maryland rate, which may exceed 10%, or DC at 10%, or Virginia at 5.75%. That is just the federal rate. In addition, tax rates are going up. For those taxpayers that pay income tax at the highest marginal rate, which currently is 35%, increases are coming. Those taxpayers, many of whom are individuals reporting income from closely held businesses on their individual tax returns, can expect rates to rise to 39.6% in 2013. The taxpayers also may see passive income, net investment income, again, taxed at higher rates because of this 3.8% surtax. More importantly, tax brackets are going to be compressed or condensed. So while those in the top marginal tax rate are going to be hit the hardest, the income tax increases are not limited to just high income earners. The 2013 tax rate increase occurs across the board due predominantly to compressed or condensed rate schedules, which will move taxpayers into higher brackets earlier. In 2013, a married couple with two children, no deductions, and $200,000 of adjusted gross income will owe almost $37,000 in income tax. under current law, rather. That's 2012. Next year, the same couple's federal income tax liability will be approximately $43,000, which is a 15% increase. And it's more than just a rate increase. Taxpayers in 2013 are set to see more than just rate increases. In addition to the rate increase, more than 50 provisions of the Internal Revenue Code are set to be affected. The effects include scaling back of itemized deductions, where in the past we used to have what we called a haircut based on your adjusted gross income. Your itemized deductions were cut back as your adjusted gross income rose. That provision comes back into the law. There will be lower standard deductions for married couples and individuals. There will be lower phase outs for the personal exemption that you claim for yourself and your dependents. And there will be a reduction, most importantly, in the individual exemption that you can claim under the so-called alternative minimum tax. All of this means that you're going to be subject to a higher tax rate on the same income and the same deductions that you currently enjoy. It's worth noting that the increased regular income tax liability will cause alternative minimum tax liabilities to decrease because taxpayers that otherwise would be subject to the AMT now are going to be subject to an increased regular income tax. So what do you do now? Well, you should consider your options as soon as possible. If you own an S corporation that was previously a C corporation, you may have historic earnings and profits. While distributions from S-corps generally are not taxable to you as a shareholder, if the distribution is deemed to come from historic earnings and profits of the C-corp, these distributions are taxed as dividends. Since rates on dividends are expected to increase, S-corporation management should consider whether it would be wise to make a shareholder distribution and elect to have the distribution come from these historic C corporation earnings and profits. The effect of this choice would be taxable dividends at a 15% rate this year, as opposed to a 43.4% rate next year. C corporations should consider the possibility of paying abnormally large dividends before the end of this year. Corporations that have assets that are not critical to the business might consider selling those assets and recognizing gain at the current lower rates, and then distributing the gains to shareholders in the form of dividends at a lower 15% rate than at a 43.4% rate. Contributions to Roth IRAs are taxed currently, while future distributions of principal and appreciation occur free of income tax. If you've been considering converting to a Roth IRA, with increased rates on the horizon, now might be the time, if at all. In investment assets, you should take a close look at the types of assets you're holding, particularly marketable securities, stocks, bonds, etc., mutual funds. If you hold investments with built-in gains, you might consider selling some of those investments, recognizing the gain in 2012, and then reinvesting the after-tax proceeds in a similar class of investments. But you also may want to defer selling investment assets with built-in losses until 2013 and future years. Since tax rates are set to increase, those losses will be worth more in the future. If you'd like more information on planning for the largest tax increase in U.S. history, then give one of the many tax lawyers at Odin, Feldman & Pittleman a call at 703-218-2100. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.